This is the Awakening Podcast from Michael Kibiski. Hey guys, how you guys doing? Yep, it's summer. Summer's officially here, especially in the Seattle metro area. Well, Tacoma, that's where I live. Pretty close to Seattle, basically. Anyways, it is stinking warm outside here. It's supposed to be catch 100 here today, about that. And everything is well, too. We got Monday. It's supposed to be 111 degrees. I think it's a new record. It hasn't been like that even when I was a kid, I don't think. I don't remember that, but I could be wrong. You know, I'd have to look at the weather records, whatever. Not my forte. But, yeah, how's everyone doing? Everybody say hi. Oh, wait, we're on recording audio. Yeah, this is not live and you're only listening. That's right, I forgot about that. Maybe later in the future. The next episode we're going to do is going to... We're probably going to have one of my friends that I used to do ministry with. His name is Garrett Rich Wilson. He currently lives in Oregon. He's going to be moving back up here. And so I'll probably have him on my next podcast episode. Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably have him on the next show with me. Cool. So, yeah, this episode is called No Fear. Listen, like, share. Please write a review. It'd be great and awesome. All right, cool. So what I'm going to do right now, I'm going to invite Holy Spirit to come, and I'm going to have him anoint my words. Well, not anoint me, and the words that I'll be saying are the words from him. And yeah, I'm just going to leave this whole episode to the Holy Spirit. Let him have his way. You say, what? Invite the Holy Spirit. I thought the Holy Spirit was omnipresent. I thought God was omnipresent. Well, you know what? Yes, he is. That is true, but he's not omni-manifested. His presence, you know, can be greater among people, among you, if he's manifested on you. And so, all right, we'll get to it. Are you ready? And go. Dear Lord, I thank you for this day, Lord. I thank you for this time that you have given me, God, to carve out of my day, Father God, so that I can bring this word that you want me to give to the people, Father God, to God, the people that are listening, maybe even beyond, Father God, and just to God, the United States of America, God, and if people are even maybe listening abroad in other countries, God, I pray for them, Lord, that they would listen, Father God, they would listen to what you want to say to them, Father God. I pray for your Holy Spirit to be manifested upon me, Father God. Let these be your words, Father God. Not nearly mine, but yours, Father God. Jesus, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've done, Lord. Thank you for what you're doing, God, and what you're about to do, Father God. Thank you, Jesus. Holy Spirit, come. Thank you, Father God. Yes. Thank you, Jesus. All right, guys, here we go. Here we go. We're getting into the Word of God. The Word of God. So, basically, I titled this No Fear. I know this has been going on a long time. I've even kind of taught in some of my stuff about my other podcast episodes about not having fear. But I've never actually entitled an episode No Fear. And so that's what I'm doing today. I'm entitling this No Fear. There's lots of people, especially during this pandemic type of so-called pandemic, what the world is calling a pandemic, but that brings a lot of fear. A lot of things like just different conspiracy theories going on. And with this pandemic worldwide, you know, it is a worldwide type of thing. And it's just crazy. And, you know, there's people, maybe you're even one of them. I don't know. Maybe you're still wearing a mask. I know that this is wrapping down, kind of, especially here in Washington State. Our numbers are getting lower. Supposedly numbers are getting lower. But you know what? God has everything under control. Everything under control. And maybe that the government, this whole thing is basically, has scared you. And you're still wearing a mask. You think, oh, you're going to get COVID-19 when you go into a grocery store because you're not wearing a mask. Or you're going into Home Depot not wearing a mask. A restaurant not wearing a mask. And you think you still need to wear a mask. But you know what, friends? You know, don't be afraid. You don't need to be afraid. And, you know, in Matthew 10:28, it says, "Fear not them which kill the body, but are able to kill the soul. But rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." And that includes diseases. You don't need to fear diseases. No, my friends, you don't need to fear this virus, this whole thing. You know, if you get it, you get the virus and you deal with it properly, just by staying home. Yes, in some people it does kill people. This virus can, especially if you're already sick on top of it. I understand that. Yeah, that can happen. Yeah. But just like any case, like the flu, you stay home. But you don't need to fear. You don't need to fear. Fear is a thief. Fear is a liar. And fear is false evidence. Zig Ziglar said that fear, it stands for false evidence appearing real. And, yeah, man, it's ridiculous. Oh, someone's calling. Someone's calling. If it's not God, shut the phone off. but that's crazy. It's, you don't need to fear the things, these things. If you get it, people are even dying from the vaccine from this virus. So it doesn't make any sense that people are dying from it. But that's up to you and God if you want to take this this vaccine or not. That's not my say, but personally, no, that's not for me. I mean, God is the protector of all things. God will protect you. God gave you an immune system for a purpose, so that you fight off all these diseases. And you just got to stay healthy. You got to take your vitamins. They're not telling us that we need to do this. We need to take our vitamins. We need to get enough vitamin D. We need to get all this into our system and become be healthy, so that our immune system fights all this stuff off. You know, it's just personally, I believe, but you don't have to believe this. I believe that this is a fear tactic that is happening. They made us afraid of things. And you know what? I'm not afraid. I am not afraid, friends, of this COVID-19 thing. And that's just me, but you know, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Where did I put that? you know, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of sound and might. You've heard that verse for a long time, but, you know, Psalms, I don't know, did I read this? Psalms 23 verses 4 in the ESV says, "Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no fear, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me." And, you know, fear is a thief. Like I said before, fear is a thief. Fear is not from God. Fear is, fear is just in certain cultures. It's not just in certain cultures or different economic levels. Fear doesn't discriminate. The devil does not discriminate. Satan is the one. The devil is the one who basically, he is fear. You know, it's insane. And 2 Samuel 21:18, I'll look that up. I didn't write that. Here we go. Let's find it here. 2 Samuel. Look in my book, my app here. 21:18. I said that. No, that's not that verse. Oh, never mind. I won't read that. That doesn't make sense to what I'm talking about. I don't know why I wrote that down. But, you know, there's certain times in the Bible that God told people not to fear. He told Mary with an angel, "Do not fear." He told the disciples in John 14 verses 1 before Jesus ascended up to heaven. He said, "Let not your hearts be troubled." Basically, do not fear. Believe in God. Believe also in me. Also in Isaiah 54:4, it says, "Fear not, for you will not be ashamed. Be not confounded, for you will not be disgraced. For you will forget the shame of your youth and the reproach of your widowhood. You will also remember no more." And you know what? The only fear that you really need to do, my friends, the only fear that you need to have is the fear of the Lord. That's the only fear. Fear God. That doesn't mean like be scared of God. It means to give honor to God. Give honor to God. And fear his power. Fear the power of God. That's the only thing you have to fear, my friends. Yes, these things in life, you know. Oh, I'm afraid of Jimmy breaking his arm, jumping off the trampoline, blah, 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 blah. Being an overprotective parent, doing this, 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 and this. Yes, you have to be smart, and a kid has to be smart. But you know what? Let a kid be a kid, my friends. Let them learn from their mistakes. Because if they don't learn from their mistakes, then whatever they are going to learn, you know? Sometimes we have to learn from our mistakes. We have to let people learn from their mistakes. We can't control them. We can't live in this so much fear that we put this shield around us that we just sit in a corner and we just hide from the world and we're afraid of the world. No. That's not what we need, my friends, you know. We need to say this. And this is awesome. I just found this today and I loved it so much. It says, fear go, Holy Spirit come. I love it. Fear go. Fear, we rebuke you in the power and the blood of the name of Jesus Christ. Go. Now. Holy Spirit, come. Holy Spirit, flood us with your force field around us. Renew our mind with your power, Holy Spirit, so that we will not fear the world. We will not fear the next thing. We will not fear the darkness. So that we can be a light into the world. Just like Psalms 27 verse 1 says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is a stronghold of my life. Whom should I be afraid? We don't have to fear. We don't have to fear nothing. We don't have to fear anything because God is with us. God is there for us. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. He is with you, my friends, in everything. Oh, and everything that you're going through and everything that in your past God is with you. What's going on right now with you right now, God is with you. And whatever's in the future to come, my friends, and his rod and his staff has been, is right now, and will comfort you. My friends, no fear. No fear. But the fear of God. Love you guys. Lord Jesus, I thank you for, God, this episode, these words that you've given me, God, that you've anointed my lips and you've anointed my heart, Father God, to tell these people, Father God, I thank you for that, God. And I pray, God, that these words that I have spoken, God, are just not nearly words that you had me speak, Father God, but that it pierces the heart of these people, God, who have been listening to this episode, Father God, that it would just not be in their heads and in their brains, Father God, but God, that it spreads to their heart, Father God. Yes, Lord God. Yes, Lord, that it spreads to their heart, God, that this is not just a head knowledge message, Father God, but that it is a heart knowledge message, Father God, that they can take this to the bank, Father God. Whew, yes, Lord. They could take this to the bank, Father God, that they stop being afraid of this virus, Father God, of these things that go on in their lives, Father God, that you are their protector, Father God, that you are their friend, that you are their God, that you are their Father, God. And you just want to wrap them in your arms and just love on them, Father God. That, Father God, that they don't have to come to you. They don't have to clean themselves off, Father God, to come to you, Father God. That they can just come to you, Father God, and that you will clean themselves off, Father. You will clean them up, Father God. That they don't have to be perfect, because you've done it all. You sent your Son, Father God, to die for their mistakes, for their sin, past, present, and future. In your name, Lord. Amen. Amen and amen. Thank you, guys. Love you guys. You're so amazing. Thank you for listening again. Love you. Love you. Hey, guys. Thanks once again for listening to this podcast episode. I really appreciate it so much. It's so amazing that you have listened to this. Yeah, I love it a lot. I'm glad. I'm happy that you did that. Anyways, yeah, if you would please definitely like this, wherever podcasts are found, wherever you download it, like it, please. I really appreciate it. But you know what? I appreciate it even more if you just, if you shared it with your friends, your family, your coworkers, your enemies. Yeah, even your enemies, they need to hear the love of God as well, too. Do that. And then one more important thing. If you want to hear this podcast, these podcast episodes all the time, and if you want to get, a pop-up message saying, hey, there's a brand new episode of the Awakening Podcast, coming, you know, that just arrived. Please subscribe to the podcast wherever you have downloaded this podcast from or listened to it from. It'd be awesome. Much appreciated. Yeah, and one more thing. Sorry. I know I'm talking a lot. I'm trying to end this thing. Wrap it up, Mike. Wrap it up. And that is, it would be awesome if you really, 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 really could. If you like this podcast so much, do one huge thing for me is write a review. That would be awesome. All right, guys. Love you. Remember, one God, one hope, one peace. Love you. Have a blessed day. Night or wherever. Just be blessed. Thank you for listening to the Awakening Podcast from Michael Kavisky. Please like and subscribe to this podcast wherever podcasts are found. And don't forget to share this podcast on social media. Thank you, and God bless you.